This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can't think of steel and aluminum in this economy without sooner or later talking about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right? The city was built on those metals. Even though today it's more of a mecca of tech and healthcare, news of the tariffs yesterday resonated. So Marketplace's Erica Barris went out to see how news was playing. She sent this report from our desk at WESA.
Richard Brown spent years working at a steel foundry, but these days his connection to the steel city has nothing to do with metal. He's in construction. Wood. His take on President Trump's move to slap tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum?
I think it's wrong that he do that, to make it cost more to get it from the other countries.
Brown says it'd be great if steel made a comeback, but the reality is it's not. Not in Pittsburgh, anyway. The headquarters of U.S. Steel and Alcoa are still here, but that's about it.
We need the stuff to ship from the other countries. The other countries got all the metal and the steel and everything else.
And it's on display in the self-driving cars that pass me as I talk to Beverly Anasillo. As she makes her way from the fish market to a specialty Asian grocery store, she says the tariffs won't make much of a difference because
Pittsburgh is no longer a steel city. They've closed so many plants. This is basically white collar.
But the thought that tariffs could make things like a can of soda or a toaster cost more, that concerns her. It concerns Angel Robertson, too. She's a sidewalk flower vendor and says she can't afford for her living costs to go up. Even so, she's behind the tariffs.
We should be promoting business inside of America and rebuilding what we have here.
Wearing the local uniform, a Steelers hat and coat, she tells me,
my entire family worked in the steel industry, so, you know, seeing Pittsburgh being less of a steel city kind of hurts my home pride.
It may also hurt something else. Paul Dausch, who runs a company that makes T-shirts touting every variation of I Love Pittsburgh, says, big picture, a trade war is going to be painful.
Well, I think it'll just be a tit for a tat. This guy's going to raise this tariff. This guy's going to raise this tariff. It's going to hurt here, hurt that country. It's going to hurt Canada.
But he adds, President Trump's latest trade move isn't complete yet. And Trump has been known to change his mind. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.